From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, sets forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlists local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos, and they implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says a coalition of troops has secured an additional 123 square kilometers south of Mosul. The Iraqi military says its forces reached Mosul airport on Monday after removing Islamic State jihadists from nearby in Al-Busayf. After Iraqi forces retake the airport, they plan to use it to launch attacks on western Mosul, which is still under the control of the Islamic State group. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. The council official says the decision to hold the runoff is irreversible. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned a recent surge in anti-Semitic threats across the country. The president said anti-Semitic threats targeting the Jewish community are a reminder that work still must be done to root out hate and prejudice. Mr. Trump's remarks were made while he paid a visit Tuesday to the new National Museum of African American History and Culture on the National Mall. The Anti-Defamation League has reported that at least 10 Jewish community centers in a number of states received bomb threats Monday. Last weekend, the graves of more than 170 Jews were vandalized at a cemetery in University City, Missouri. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Prosecutors had asked for a harsher sentence for Elar Azaria after he was convicted last month of manslaughter. The shooting in the city of Hebron came to light when a video showing Azaria shooting a 28-year-old Palestinian after he was on the ground and injured following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. The Libyan Red Crescent said Tuesday at least 74 bodies of African migrants have been recovered along the shores of Libya's northern coast. The Libyan Coast Guard said more than 500 migrants were rescued off the shore west of Zawiya on Friday and Saturday. European Border and Coast Guard Agency Director Fabrice Leggeri said last week there were 4,579 migrant deaths last year along the Libya-Italy smuggling route across the Mediterranean. Nigeria says President Muhammadu Buhari has extended his medical leave in London for a second time. A statement Tuesday by an advisor says that during the president's annual checkup, tests showed he needed a longer period of rest. The statement said there is no reason for Nigerians to worry, but did not say when Mr. Buhari would return. The leader of Africa's most populous country left for London on January 19th. And has been seen only in photographs since. Transparency International says the international community should make tackling corruption a top priority in the ongoing battle against extremist groups. In a report released Tuesday, the organization says government corruption allows militants to take advantage of public anger to fuel recruiting, facilitate arms flows, and undermine public institutions, leaving them incapable of controlling extremist threats. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.